Uno is a super popular card game, and now even more people can play it. Mattel has released a Braille version of Uno. There's Braille in the corners of the cards, so people with sight and visually impaired people can play together.
That's right. Mattel partnered with the National Federation of the Blind here. The organization's executive director of blindness initiatives is Anil Lewis. He says the Uno game is part of a broader mission.
As the National Federation of the Blind strives to make sure that blind people can learn, work, and play in our communities alongside our sighted peers, the biggest part of that is allowing blind individuals to engage in those common everyday activities.
Helped by people like Matthew Schifrin, who's a blind entrepreneur, he's worked with Lego to create audio and Braille building instructions.
Being able to really have a level playing field and be able to play it with your friends just like you would any other game is really a powerful thing for blind people.
He told us that for blind kids, for example, a trip to the toy store is often a bust.
You go to a store and there are all these shrink-wrapped boxes, and you're like, oh, a box, and another box, and another box, and you have no idea what's inside.
Now, as a blind man himself, Anil Lewis hopes that initiatives like Uno Braille will bring greater accessibility and tolerance.
But when it comes to Uno, Lewis will not tolerate losing.
I learned to play Uno by playing my son, and he's the one that made me become a fierce Uno player. I used to play just for fun. Now I play to win.
Uno, without mercy.